welcome to We the People. It started off reportedly as an altercation between an angry workers' union and the management side of Maruti Suzuki. But by the end of it, it had resulted in the murder of a senior manager called Avnish Kumar Dev. And many other people, many other management officials were injured. Now, Avnish Kumar Dev, who was fractured in the assault, left unconscious, burnt alive. A mob that reportedly came in with car parts, chains and iron rods, leaves behind a family and friends that are asking whether justice will be served. But there are larger questions that India is asking. And India is asking what sort of message emerges from what is no longer just an altercation. What is this about? Is this an industrial dispute? Is it orchestrated mob violence? What does it say about labor laws in general? And what is the sort of message it's sending out about our industrial projects? Lots of questions, but before we begin today, a message from Avnish's wife, who is saying, why should any wife have to explain this to her young child? Appealing for everybody to get together and get justice for her husband. Before I come to the panel today, I want to start with two people who actually are Avnish's friends. And they wrote in to us very anguished and heartbreaking emails. To my right is Ram Kumar and Srini, both batchmates of Avnish, who was, as we said, murdered at Manesar. And Ram, I'd like to start with you. When you wrote the email to me, you said, why should this mob of workers be treated any differently from a politician who was found guilty of inciting communal violence? You saw it as an open, shut, black and white case. Why did you see it like that? Of course, the tragedy is awful, but this was a very strong statement that you made to me.
To me, it doesn't matter whether the person who was murdered was a manager or a worker. We should not mix the issue. When there is a murder, and when a set of people come in and they know what to do and they carry it out, there has to be a leader. I do not buy this spontaneity theory. In any other case, whether it is in the political domain or in a social domain or in a communal domain, we would call this and call for the head of the leader. Why are we not calling for the head of the leader here? We will pick up the foot soldiers and we will pick one or two people. And to me, they are actually equally as pathetic as the person who died.
You're saying you have a discomfort with those who try to position this as a class war?
If this was a class war and if social divide leads to people dying, thousands of people should be dying on the road every day. So why does the social divide only manifest at workplace? Why is it not manifesting in other places? I am not saying there is no social divide. But that rationalization and that justification to me is abhorrent.
Let me take this to the Chief Secretary of the Haryana government. Mr. Chaudhary, two things. One, what I found very significant in what Ram Kumar has said is that do not arrest those guilty on the fringes, arrest the ringleader. This coincides with two very gripping newspaper headlines. One that suggests that actually the wrong people have been arrested. In other words, those named in the FIR are not the same as the 91 workers who were rounded up by the police. The other is Suparna, Avnish's wife's statement saying, if the cops present had acted as they should have, my husband would have still been alive today. Do you first accept that this was the failure by the police? And two, do you concede that some wrongful arrests may have been made, which actually defeats the purpose then?
Well, both the answers are negative. Let me just start by saying it's a very unfortunate incident which took place. And we never expected, management never expected, that a simple altercation can result in violence of the type which was witnessed. Let me answer the second question first. The FIR is the first information report in which some people are named, but the FIR also says that there were other people also involved in this. Now, it is a question of detailed investigation. And it is also not always true that everyone named in the FIR is ultimately found to be involved in the
incident. So it's the beginning of an investigation.
Yes. The second thing is, let me assure everyone, the workers, the management, everyone, the public at large, that anyone guilty of any crime shall be punished. We're very clear on that.
Can I quickly ask you before I go to Manish Tiwari, why did the police not act?
Essentially speaking, it was perceived as a simple altercation between a worker and a supervisor.
But
management did not foresee that it will result in this kind of violence. They did not inform the district administration that there would be need for adequate police force. The police force which was present at the spot, they were just about 50 men. They were outside the gate and they were not armed policemen. Inside, the number of workers who collected was very large. So as soon as the violence started, the reinforcements were...
So you're saying it was an underestimation of what could have happened? The 50 cops outside the gate couldn't do much? Ram, do you just want to come in there?
I come from a family of uniformed forces. My sense of duty of what I was told by people in my family with uniformed forces is, if one uniformed person was there, he should have gone in and acted. So shame on the uniformed force which did not go and act. They were cowards. 50 policemen, if they did not think that they can go and act, they are not deserved to be policemen.
No, this is not correct.
Okay, Mr. Tulsi, you don't agree with that?
No.
Just to say that Mr. Tulsi is the public prosecutor in this case as well. Yeah.
There is a part of investigation which suggests that the conspiracy was really to kill much larger number of people on the first floor.
That doesn't explain why the police didn't act.
No, the police acted and saved those lives. The police immediately went into action and all the others were saved.
But sir, you have the chief secretary of the state saying that the 50 cops outside the gate did not feel that they could intervene. You are saying the police came in. These are two completely contradictory versions.
No. This is not a case of blind murder. Even when they went into the conference room, it was not apprehended they'll kill.
But if the police were outside the gate by this account, how did the police help?
Chief secretary is perfectly right when he says that most of the police were outside, but there were people and moment arson took place which was not even imagined.
Okay.
The police went into action immediately and saved the others' lives.
So two very differing perceptions. Srini, I'll give the floor to you and then I'll come to you, Manish.
In the parlance of 25 years of my industrial experience, this is not simple industrial relation issue. You know, if it has been some 600 to 1,000 or whatever be the number of people who had come, they smashed across by whatever reports, and then subsequently they locked up at the first floor or the ground floor, and then they went about ransacking. It is something which is pre-planned. It cannot be something spontaneous or in the spur of the moment. In none of the industrial scenarios, in none of the industrial accidents that have happened, to my knowledge, in the last 25 years, it has been so.
Okay.
And having said that, there is definitely an intelligence that goes on. It is not as if Maruti Manesar has been having a problem for the last 1 day or 2 days. It has been for 1.5 years. There is a police intelligence wing which gets in the information.
So you continue to feel it was a failure by the police?
Yes, definitely.
And Mr. Tulsi feels that the police intervened to save lives, but there's already some contradiction in these narratives which a greater investigation perhaps will unfold. Manish, there's a political messaging here. There's been a political debate as well. It conveys the impression of a law and order problem festering in a Congress-ruled state. You've already had Narendra Modi in Japan raising eyebrows about whether Maruti Suzuki will consider shifting out. You've had Maruti saying, at the moment, we're here. But there are question marks about political accountability. There are question marks about why politically there was not enough intervention or perhaps a misjudgment of the festering problem between the workers and the management at the Maruti plant.
I think the first thing which is very important is that you do not play politics with an incident like this. You know, for the chief minister of some state to suggest that this should become a trigger for a company to shift to his state, I think is most irresponsible and uncalled for, and I would like to leave it there. The second thing which I would like to say is that, yes, you know, if at all there is a violent incident which results in the unfortunate murder of a very bright, enterprising person, the state cannot absolve itself of the responsibility completely, while you cannot take away from the human tragedy in this particular instance. What needs to be seen when you talk about messaging in the larger context is that even today, 98% of India's workforce is not affiliated to any trade union. It is not covered by any collective bargaining agreements. 93% or 94% of India's labor force is in the unorganized sector. So therefore, to say, and if you look at the number of industrial disputes between the decade of the 90s and the decade of the 2000s, the number of industrial disputes have come down. So therefore, I think the message is that what happened is extremely unfortunate. All those responsible for this premeditated murder, which may have an element of spontaneity, need to be prosecuted. But let us not, you know, use this as an example in order to smear the entire India story with a black brush.
Well, that's the question I want to take to Vikram Mehta, and then I'll come to you, Mr. Siddiqui. Vikram Mehta, what's the larger messaging coming from this? Does this tell a larger story of industrialization problems? Does this tell a larger story of social unrest? Does this, as some have suggested, including Gopal Gandhi, suggest a collision of two cultures, a clash of two Indias?
Yes, it does. It tells a much larger story. Plus, of course, it tells a story about the relationship between management and workers. And, you know, we who run companies or manage companies have to recognize that perhaps the blame lies with us as well. The distance between us and the workers has widened over the years. The wage disparities between top management and workers is unacceptably high. I mean, I'm told by somebody that the difference between the highest and the lowest wage earners or salary earners in this country is 1 to 822. That is, the highest wage earner gets 822 times the lowest wage earner. Management has left the entire issue of industrial relations to perhaps either HR, and not even within that HR community to the HR head, but to somebody who is
down the chain
of that. And the whole aspect of industrial relations has lost its sheen. So let's be clear that we have a country that has huge income disparities.
Some would say that while all that is true, it doesn't justify what happened to Avnish.
Oh, no, there is no question of that. I'm addressing
the larger question. Yes.
I mean, a murder is a murder. Call it which way you want to. This is the worst possible incident for a family, and it should be investigated without any hesitation. And whoever is guilty must be, whether it's a politician, whether it's a manager, whether it's the union, they must be punished. But that's not the question you asked me.
Yes.
You asked me whether this reflects a more serious underlying problem within the country.
Yes.
And I'm just saying to you
that it does.
And I'm taking the opportunity to also point a finger at people like me and myself and say, look, the lesson for all of us is that let's not take the issue of industrial relations in a complacent way.
Let me actually take that to S.Y. Siddiqui, who is representing Maruti Suzuki on this program. Given what's happened, given the tragedy, the horror of what's happened, do you think that there is a lesson for your company to be learned? There are serious management lessons, because the plant has seen strife between workers and management before, all through last year as well.
Yeah, fortunately, unfortunately, today I am in a position to give you some facts, because I think most of the people sitting here will be very far away from the facts. So I can tell you what I experienced on 18th evening. There was no rhyme or reason for any such barbaric act of violence, first of all. Industrial relations is just not the perspective in this context. Let me make things very clear. What I saw on 18th night, what so far, fortunately, I have been seeing on films and televisions, first time I experienced myself, people bleeding, crying, and all kinds of very, very scary scenarios, completely unprovoked, first thing. Nothing to do with industrial relations. Let us not confuse the issue here. It was a kind of a crime which no management, no state government could have expected, because it was just not called for.
Do you believe it was planned? Because the police actually made a statement saying they did not think it was planned.
I think
so there's a lot of confusion here.
I think our considered view, as we are meeting the 96 injured people, one fact is those police people outside, they were not outside, they were inside the factory. Number two, they acted very late. They could have acted earlier.
The police could have acted earlier.
They could have acted earlier. Number three, they only saved our people and they also got beaten. Those people were literally like criminals that day. They were not simple industrial workers, is our thinking. And the kind of dispute which we are referring to 2011, after that, the kind of positive initiatives which have been run in the company, in a top-class company like
Maruti Suzuki.
So
why do you think it happened, if I may interrupt you? Why do you think it happened?
So
if you think it's nothing to do with industrial relations,
so
why do you believe
moment,
it happened?
So at the moment, Barkha, I have been telling you that I can tell you what happened.
You can't
why
tell us why it happened.
Why will come out of the investigation process, and we are very keen that investigation process should give us the outcome.
Okay, Rakhi Sehgal, as a trade unionist, before you, I'm sure you will have a disagreement with what you've heard here, but I have a question to you. When we get into the business of rationalizing acts of barbaric violence and look for roots, it's not that any of us are incapable of an honest conversation about the problems that exist in our industrial relations, or the fact that workers often live at the margins. All those points are taken. But does this first not need an absolute condemnation from everybody without getting into rationalizations, without ifs and buts?
I'm not the only one saying it. Even the workers of Maruti Suzuki that I was in touch with that evening have said that Mr. Avneesh Kumar Dev's death should not have happened. They themselves, the ones who are employees in Mr. Siddiqui's company, have themselves said it. There's no question about that, and we don't even want to get into that. But I do want to, I think the way this debate is being framed here is extremely problematic. We've presumed the guilty already, and we're presuming that we're simply hunting them down. There were several actors in the room that day. There were management people. There were union leaders and perhaps some union members there. There were representatives from the Labour Department. There were representatives from the police force, from the security department of Maruti Suzuki.
And therefore what?
Therefore, I think what we need to do, and what I would appeal to Mr. Siddiqui and Mr. Bhargav to do, would be, along with the Haryana government, would be, first, we still haven't in all these days, we've heard of a lot of concern for the injured employees of Maruti Suzuki. We are also concerned about them. However, we have not heard any concern for the other employees of Maruti Suzuki. I personally know of workers who are injured and are unwilling to come out and seek medical help. We have not heard Maruti Suzuki reaching out to those workers. We are using words like murder. It could
Isn't
have been an
murder?
Accident. Is it or is it not? Mr. Tulsi's investigation will let... Why are we prejudging it and saying it's murder? Was the fire set deliberately,
no,
or was it an accident?
Can I ask you a question?
Barkha, let me finish, because everybody is using very loaded questions here. Conspiracy, pre-planned. I have heard at least more than two workers tell me two examples. One, that they did not recognize the first ring of workers that came in, even though they were in the color shirts that Kuldeep is wearing here, in the light green shirts of the employees. They did not recognize them. And then when the union leaders like Ram Meher and Sarabjit asked them to stop the violence, they looked at them and
said... What
is
your suggestion, Ram?
Let me finish, Barkha. They turned around and said, who are you? And it is impossible to believe that out of the 3,000 workers, any one of them would not have recognized either Ram Meher or Sarabjit. So who were they? I think Mr. Siddiqui is best placed to answer that. Number two, a couple days before this incident occurred, there was another altercation on the shop floor between a supervisor and the workers. And the supervisor turned around and said, kar lo jo tum logo ne karna hai, 2-3 din mein to tumhara yahan se safaya ho hi jayega. Pre-planned? I don't know. Who's pre-planning it? But I do have a problem with the word
murder.
You
have a problem with the word murder. Okay.
And mob fury. I mean, does it not equally apply to other
Tulsi.
Actors?
KTS Tulsi, are we prejudging? That's the suggestion here.
No, it is a murder. The question is, who has committed? The police is in the process of investigating, identifying. I'm not in a position to elaborate more, because all investigations are confidential.
But Mr. Tulsi,
if I give any more indications, it will prejudice someone or the other.
You've already prejudiced the debate, sir.
No, it is a murder. There is no doubt about it that this is a murder.
Yes, but the
a person's
entire
legs
blame
have been
is
broken,
being put on
then
the
he is
door
thrown,
of
and
the
then,
workers.
Then
that is prejudice
a match is
already.
Lit.
You have not even spoken to... You are already... Everybody, this entire debate in the media is being conducted as if the workers are the only ones to blame.
So Rakhi, I don't think that's fair, because even Ram Kumar...
said
he doesn't care whether it's a worker or a manager.
I said it's a murder, but at least concede it is a murder. Who committed it, we can talk about it later.
Yes, absolutely.
But do not indignify the dead.
Sir, Ajit Yadav also died in 2009.
Okay, Rakhi, I didn't make your point. 8 minutes.
Every death has to be dignified. Every
yes,
day.
Sir, Ajit Yadav's death
I dignify
also
his death.
Dignified.
Ma'am,
the
I dignify his death. Please dignify Avneesh's death.
You can't dignify that death by denying that this
okay,
is murder.
Okay, let's not have an answer.
Doing that, sir.
Excuse me, let's remember that there is a man who has died. We are trying
so
to
the death is an incident.
We are trying to address the larger questions. You had many people from Vikram Mehta to Ram Kumar himself talk about the larger questions. The fact of the matter is that your suggestion as a trade unionist is it is prejudging events to say that it's a murder. It could have been an accident. Ram, you were wanting to make a point, and then I will come to Prabha Chaturvedi. Ram, you were wanting to make a point.
I want to make only two points, right? The status and role of a dead person is unimportant. Whether it is the worker or anybody else, my personal request to the people around here is that at least dignify the person who died. 1 minute. 1 minute.
We've already agreed.
Please
with
let
that.
Him speak.
Just give me 1 minute.
Please, I'll come
I'm
to
not,
you when
I'm
when
not in a rhetorical yeah. mode at all. Yeah. Right? I'm just coming in a conciliatory
but
mode.
We've agreed to that.
Right. I'm happy for that. Second, right? This has been witnessed and seen by people, as Mr. Tulsi said, and all that we want is that whoever it is, I don't know who it is, whoever it is, has to be identified, and we should not vitiate the findings and put it into some social context. That has to be dealt separately. I agree the social context has to be dealt, but the guilty for this murder has to be punished.
Okay, yes. Do you believe there's a larger message here, Vikram? It's emotionally overwrought because there's a man who's died, and he has died in the most horrific circumstances, irrespective of who's responsible for it, that the investigation will tell us. Is there a larger message here for the India story, for industrialization, for workers' rights?
I've said that, you know, the issue of what happened in Maruti Manesar is, I think, in my mind, without any debate, it's horrific, it's a murder. There are, of course, questions that have to be raised now as to how we address this larger issue. It can start by talking about the archaic labor laws. Those labor laws most certainly contribute to the employment of contract labor, which then does broaden the disparities between the wages of contract labor and those who are on the permanent
roles. So you'd want the right to hire and fire for companies?
You have to. In a competitive world, you just need to give the companies the opportunity to be flexible, to be able to basically manage their costs in an efficient way. So that is without a shadow of doubt. Now, there are politics associated with amending the labor laws, so I won't go into that. Everyone, I think, recognizes that these labor laws need to be amended. What else needs to be done other than just change the labor laws? And there is a lot that has to be done. I've already said to you what
the
management needs to
do. The emotional connect between management and employees.
Management needs to move forward and also recognize.
I have a small little information which can be helpful.
Yes.
Avnish brought a gift through his wife, Suparna, for one of the union members for a newborn baby. Silver bangle, could not give it to him, still lying at Avnish's place. When we talk of connect with the workers, when we talk of workers and managers together create value, that's the third year philosophy of Maruti Suzuki.
I just want to make sure that no one misunderstands me, that this is not a criticism of Maruti.
Please. No, sir.
We're not discussing one company.
I don't know enough about Maruti. I would not dare to comment on what happened.
We are not discussing any one company. We're discussing a culture
Rebecca,
of
I do want to mention one thing. The Maruti workers have a glorious tradition. They are the ones who changed the work culture. And the Maruti management set an example in the whole country when they brought in about a virtual revolution where the chairman, the managing director, the directors, everybody would wear the same uniform. They brought about
a
revolution in work culture.
Mr. Tulsi, I want to say two things. One, we are not investigators. We can only go by what we've understood to have happened. Two, we are not discussing any one company, though this is the immediate context. The good and the bad, actually, we sitting here in the studio are not able to judge. Now, Prabhat Chaturvedi, I'll just come back to you, Manish, because the point of labor laws has come. As a former labor secretary, you see, the reform of labor laws means two opposite things in our country. There are those who want more protection for workers, and there are those who are pro-reform who say, pro-economic reform who say, no, companies must be given the right to hire and fire because otherwise they depend on contract employees. Contract employees then say that we face economic disparities. What would be your take, sir, having worked extensively in this area?
First, I would like to condemn the violence that took place because violence has no place in industrial relations.
Yeah.
So those who have indulged should be punished severely under law. Secondly, I would certainly like to mention Manesar was in for trouble right from day one. The stand of the management for Manesar was that they would not permit any trade union to be formed there. This is how the problem started in Manesar. I can't understand how any management in the country can be allowed to have a stand contrary to law. The workers have a right to form a trade union. And a trade union can be formed and it has to be registered by the state government. Now that was not done. And that is why earlier last year you saw a lot of problems happening in Manesar.
So are you saying workers were denied basic rights?
Of course. It is a recognized fundamental right of workers to form a trade union and get it registered. Now, if trade unions are not there, who is going to represent workers? Who is going to negotiate? Second, the issue, which is a larger issue, is the contractualization of labor.
Yeah.
Now, I would certainly like to make it very clear that the industry doesn't talk of contract labor because they want flexibility.
Exactly.
Flexibility is already there.
Yes.
They want to employ contract labor for exploiting workers. They get one third of the wages for the same type of work. They work throughout the year. So if they are working throughout the year, then it is not flexibility. In place of permanent workers, you are employing contract labor.
Okay.
Not paying them wages,
so you're
not giving social
instead
security.
Instead of hire and fire, you want the regularization of contract employees.
No.
Vikram Mehta is saying if you make the laws more flexible, people are likely to keep more permanent, less contract employees than regular workers.
Barkha, I want to clarify that hire and fire is already there. What the law says, if you want to fire somebody, give him an opportunity to defend himself.
Can I just get a political perspective here? Then we'll
Barkha, can I just jump in just to answer what Mr. Vikram Mehta was saying? Of course, if you want flexibility, use contract labor. If you're saying, as I think Mr. Siddiqui or Mr. Bhargav said, we want to use them right before the Diwali season or when the demand is peaking, fine, do that. But while you're employing them, pay them the same wages and the same benefits that are being paid to the permanent workers or any other category of workers doing the same job.
You want to
they need to be paid the same regardless of whether they are working for 6 months or for
one year. I can interrupt you here and say I agree with you.
Okay.
All right? I agree with you. I have not any problem with...
Yes, yes. We agree today.
Okay,
I have always agreed with you on that point. If you were to come to our company, you would find that is indeed the case. The point that the Labour Secretary has said is also perhaps valid, that that it is probably not the norm in industry today. The larger point that I was making, which I hope you haven't misunderstood, is that the fact of inflexible labor laws means that companies are incentivized to hire people on a contract basis.
So to break the law.
It may not be breaking the law because the law basically.
Why don't we let Mr. Siddiqui to respond to the Vikram agreement?
The law is so rigid.
Okay.
Our decision to abolish contract labor from Maruti, from direct production processes, was taken in September, October last year. By March 2013, there is a roadmap that they will be all converted into our own regular people too. Perhaps to a great extent, discussions on changing labor laws have been tremendous, which I have been witness to many times. Last 20, 30 years, the globalization perspective, the business environment has changed hugely. That same change has not happened in the labor legislation perspective.
Okay.
Tremendous gap in our country is in terms of what we discuss, we do not execute on the road.
Can I just take this to Manish and then I've got to take a break. Political ambiguity. The fact is that there is political ambivalence on this whole issue of how workers' rights should be institutionalized. And the suggestion here by Rakhi Sehgal is an important one, that if you want the flexibility to hire and fire as according to seasons or when there's more work, at least in that time, pay them the same salaries. Create parity there. Now, do you support one school of thought that says make them more flexible, or do you support Mr. Chaturvedi's argument that actually they need more protection?
On the issue of political ambivalence, Barkha, I think what needs to be understood is that there is a huge architecture of legislation which is already existing. I have in front of me a list of 11 laws going back to 1926, right up till possibly 2012, which gives protection to workers. The second thing which, I have a bit of a problem with is this entire root causes argument. You see, therefore, there can be nothing, which can be put down to root cause when it comes to justifying violence. The third thing I think which we need to understand is, it's all very easy to say that contract workers should be given the same salary and the same wages as regular workers are given. Now, imagine a situation whereby in a factory, you have somebody who's been working for 25 years. And then you have somebody who comes in for 15 days on contract and is going to be paid the same amount of salary. This guy is going to turn around and say, but what about my 25 years? Where are you leaving me? So therefore, please don't interrupt. Don't interrupt. Allow me to finish. So therefore, I don't think, it's easy to deal with these issues in generalities. There is a need to make the labor market more flexible. What we have to find is the correct balance.
I've got to take a break. We'll also hear from a panchayat member from Manesar. We'll hear from another worker's perspective, another union worker, and take your questions after the break. aren't we the people, the violence and the horror that we saw at the Maruti plant in Manesar? What are the lessons it tells us and what are the questions for justice that it raises? Before we go back to the panel, let's get a couple of questions from the audience.
Is it not a clash between classes? And a revolution, it's a starting of revolution from the persons who are being suppressed by the management from last several years. And it's
but do you justify the violence?
No, I am not justifying the violence. It's just the wo jo unke dilon mein itne saalon se bhara chala aa raha tha, ye uska ek gubar tha jo us din nikal gaya.
But you know, a man has died. Aap keh rahe hain ki ye pent up frustration hai. Kuldeep ji, aap bhi
frustration amongst the best paid workers.
Mr. Tulsi,
pent up frustration amongst the best paid workers in the area.
So you don't accept that this is a class war?
Can't be.
It's not always about just wages, sir.
Yeah,
okay, Vikram,
just one point.
Yes, Vikram.
Let's not look at the absolute income of people. Let's look at relative incomes as well, okay?
No, in any case,
and that is what I would just make that point.
Srini.
In any case, you know, whatever be the disparity, whatever, there are mechanisms to address that. And there are means to go for redressal.
Ram, quickly, then I've got two people here to speak.
If class war is to be justified, we need to bring Pol Pot to India.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, there can be no justifications. I think I have to say that on record, that it is impossible to label the death of
it's
somebody
a
as revolution.
Suggestion which is being
I think
made.
There's a huge problem
with
that.
We shouldn't even make
that.
This suggestion in this country.
Okay, मैं आप कुलदीप जंगू आप भी एक वर्कर्स यूनियन के साथ हैं, लेकिन आप दूसरे मारुति की दूसरे प्लांट और दूसरे यूनियन के साथ हैं. आप जो हुआ उसके बारे में क्या कहना चाहेंगे?
हिंसक कार्रवाई हुई है, उसके हम खिलाफ हैं. हिंसक कार्रवाई नहीं होनी थी,
नहीं होनी थी
जी. किसी भी बात का समाधान बातचीत के जरिए हो सकता था
जी.
लेकिन वो हालात वो समय नहीं बन पाया कि बातचीत के जरिए वो
हल हो
खत्म हो गए, नहीं हो पाया. और वो
आगे क्या होना चाहिए?
देखो, जो वायलेंट हुआ है, जो हिंसक कार्रवाई हुई है, वो हमें अखबारों के माध्यम से पता चली है. हम वहाँ मौजूद नहीं थे, ना कोई और ट्रेड यूनियन मौजूद थी.
अब आगे क्या होना चाहिए?
और आगे इस बात का जो वायलेंट हुआ है उसकी सीबीआई की जांच हो, और जांच होने के बाद
और कॉन्ट्रैक्ट एम्प्लॉई और परमानेंट एम्प्लॉई को क्या सेम बेनिफिट्स मिलने चाहिए?
बेनिफिट सेम मिलने चाहिए, सैलरी में अंतर हो सकता है. वो बेसिक जो हमारा मिनिमम वेज है, मिनिमम वेज जो 4 साल या 5 साल के बाद वो वेज बढ़ा
जी,
वो ठीक है. लेकिन जो इंसेंटिव है या अदर फैसिलिटीज है, वो उसको बराबर मिलनी चाहिए. बराबर वो जो नया ज्वाइन हुआ उसको किराए का मकान का किराया भी मिलना चाहिए, उसको इंसेंटिव भी मिलनी चाहिए, उसको बोझ की सुविधा.
तो आपने बहुत अच्छा यहाँ पर बात रखी कि इंसेंटिव और सैलरी को अलग अलग तरीके से अप्रोच किया जा सकता है. मैं ओम प्रकाश जी, आप सरपंच हैं मानेसर के, और वहां पर पंचायत ने यह भी कहा कि आप नहीं चाहते कि मारुति प्लांट उन गांव से प्रदेश से निकले. ये पंच ने कहा, आप क्या बोलना चाहेंगे इस सब हादसे?
सबसे ज्यादा तो हम इस जो ये घटना हुई इसकी निंदा करते हैं
जी.
मेन बात यह है कि सबसे पहले हमें अपनी कमियों को देखना चाहिए
जी.
सबसे पहले कमी हमारा फेलियर हमारा सीआईडी डिपार्टमेंट रहा कि हमारे गांव में 2-3 दिन पहले ये शोर मच गया था कि मारुति में कुछ ना कुछ होने वाला है. पुलिस की कमी इसलिए रही कि पुलिस उस समय जिस समय इंसिडेंट हुआ 70 आदमी पुलिस के अंदर थे
जी.
लेकिन क्योंकि वर्कर ज्यादा थे, पुलिस कुछ नहीं कर पाई. और मुझे लगता है, हमारा ये विचार है कि ये प्री प्लान था.
आपको लगता
कुछ
है?
हाँ बिल्कुल, हमारे अपने ऐसे आदमी थे. मैं पीके चौधरी जी से कह रहा हूं कि इसमें कुछ आदमी ऐसे थे जो इसको कुछ ना कुछ इसमें गड़बड़ करना चाहते थे. उनकी
अब क्या सोल्यूशन है सर?
देखिए, सोल्यूशन आप सबसे पहले ये सोचना चाहिए कि जिस फैक्ट्री में हम काम कर रहे हैं उसके साथ वायलेंस ना करें. सबसे ज्यादा जब देश आजाद हुआ सबसे ज्यादा वेस्ट बंगाल में फैक्ट्रियां थी, आज सबसे कम है. क्यों? सबसे ज्यादा स्ट्राइक वहां पे हुई.
एक जो बात रखी जा रही है कि कॉन्ट्रैक्ट वर्कर जो है उनको अपना हक नहीं मिलता.
ये वहां बैठ के हक की लड़ाई लड़ते हैं. आप वहां से छोड़ दीजिए, अगर आपको ये दिक्कत आ रही है
इतना आसान है छोड़ना.
देखो, मैं आपको एक बात कहना चाहूंगा. मेरे को दो आदमी प्रेशराइज करते हैं किसी भी विषय पे, और मैं आत्महत्या कर लेता हूँ. प्रेशराइज हो जाता हूँ, मैं आत्महत्या कर लेता हूँ. तो भारत के कानून में ये कानून है कि जो प्रेशराइज करते हैं, जिन्होंने आत्महत्या करने में मजबूर किया, तो वे भी दोषी हैं. मैं ये नहीं कहता कि हिंसक कार्रवाई की मैं समर्थन करता हूं, नहीं, नो
जी.
लेकिन जब हालात ऐसे हो जाते हैं, जब माहौल ऐसा तैयार हो जाता है, उसकी सोचने की क्षमता कम हो जाती है, उस समय तो कुछ भी हो सकता है.
मिस्टर चौधरी, इफ आई कैन आस्क यू, बिकॉज इवन मारुति is saying that they felt that the police did not do enough.
Could I just say a couple of things?
Yes.
One is that we are completely prejudging issues.
Okay.
There is a prosecution case that it's a murder. It's for the court to judge
whether it was or not.
What happened.
Okay.
So let's be very respectful of law. That's the first point. Why the prosecution is saying it's a murder? Because there were police people present when the violence took place. And it is the police people who have lodged the FIR. Yeah. The second is the issue of perception. Now, it is for the law and order machinery to judge when to act and in what force to act. It is a fact what Mr. Tulsi has said, police acted very promptly. Once they were told that there is violence which is likely to take place, immediately reinforcements were rushed. And I would say if they had not acted as promptly as they did, there could have been.
But even Maruti, even Mr. Siddiqui, you feel that they saved lives, but they intervened too late.
Yeah, they intervened a bit late because they also got beaten. And as he was mentioning that there were a big number of these people, they over-dominated those police people.
But present they saved only more than a dozen lives.
Mr. Siddiqui, I just want to intervene to bring two facts to light. At around 5 o'clock, say Ramahir or Sarabjit called one of you to say that we are not in control of the situation. It is going out of control of our hands. One of the two called and the other person called the DLC, Mr. J.P. Mann, to say, please intervene. The situation.
So you are saying the
going.
Intervention at their end was late. Mr. Siddiqui, response, we've got to move on.
Quick is this that Ram Mayer was in touch and I gave him the decision that we'll just leave it out. No such insistence. And therefore, I am saying it's not an industrial relations issue because it still happened. Number one. Number
These
two.
These are only arguments between husband and wife. The industrial relations arguments take place every day.
Yeah.
Then
number two is, I think, what Shivani and Ram were
in. Now the thing is, we are not But investigating. Tulsi, we have to move beyond the specifics of who called whom because we are looking at a big picture. Manish, you wanted to make a quick point there?
No, but there's the reason
I'll come back to you. Can we let other people speak as well? Can we let other people speak as well? Manish.
To be fixed here as
you
well.
You know, Varkha, at times when you sober down in the public discourse, then you are at the receiving end of your own behavior. So therefore, be that as it may. But Mr. Siddiqui, I was just intrigued by one statement. You know, you said that the workers behaved like criminals. I was just wondering, in the sense, when you hire somebody, you know, you obviously must be doing a background check. Mm. You know, what you seem to suggest is that possibly there is an element of criminality which is intrinsic in all of us, you know, which gets exacerbated given a situation. Or is it that you did not make or did not do the proper due diligence insofar as background verification, etc., was concerned and possibly ended up hiring the wrong people?
No, I think, Manish, you have raised a good question because that was one thing which we were introspecting. Processes are there, but I think when we look at the external pollution, things may go wrong there.
But sir, would you accept any management responsibility? I think what is being said here, for example, by Kuldeep, where he used the example of a person who commits suicide under pressure, is that... extraneous circumstances where the problem...
I think Mr. Tulsi has already given that background for the whole country. Maruti has been a benchmark for the positive
work
culture.
You don't feel the management could have handled anything differently, anything better,
absolutely.
Reached out to workers,
even if I
avoided
was outside
strife.
Maruti, I will rate Maruti as a professional, same way what Mr. Tulsi
has rated. We continue to disagree on this. Let's take a question.
At one point of time, the government is trying to promote FDI in India, and at the other point of time, these kind of incidences are completely hampering the reputation of India. So, what... kind of an image will this show to the global world?
Mr. Chaturvedi, do you want to take that? Because the pulls in the opposite directions on what should actually happen in terms of the reform in this sector, there is no agreement. It's a very, very heated, it's a very, very emotional debate.
Maintaining harmonious industrial relations is the responsibility of the management as well as the workers.
Yes.
And that is possible only when the law of the land are followed. Anybody who is violating in any industry, frictions are bound to take place. And issues must not be allowed to linger on for long. They must be settled quickly.
So you're saying both sides now need to find a way to create a dialogue between themselves. There's a question here. Yes.
At Gurgaon, you know, is a auto hub. Manesar being a, you know, auto belt. A lot of companies, you know, having, you know, established there. So why is the problem coming in only one particular company? There are a lot of companies. Hero Honda has been there for years now, you know.
No, but Hero Honda has had its own problems.
Yeah.
What is your big impression at this point?
So what I say is that, you know, the tali ek haath se nahi bachti is what I want to say.
Okay, tali ek haath se nahi bachti is what we are hearing here. I have to start taking last comments. Mr. Tulsi, what's the big picture that's emerging at this point?
Well, the big picture
as a lawyer and public prosecutor, where do we go from
is
here?
Yet to emerge, but once the truth is established by the police, we'll put it before the court, and if it is established before the court that, and there is evidence, credible evidence, which is accepted by the court that this was pre-planned cold-blooded murder, I will go for death sentence.
That's very strong. That's a very strong thing to say. If the yes. evidence comes, you will go for death sentence. Before yes. I take that back to the panel, just a last question.
Are we heading towards militancy in the trade union, or are we already there? If we look at pre-call in Coimbatore and other incidents, is this what our people are looking at?
Can I take this to Mr. Chaturvedi, and then I will give Rakhi, come to you, Rakhi, as well. As class differences widen, as the disparities grow, are we looking actually at statistics that show us that strikes and lockdowns have actually decreased over the years? They have, and that's a statistical fact. But you are looking at a trade union that is more militant in nature, that is more aggressive in nature, that's hitting back, that this is a version of a class war.
No, I don't think it is like that. Trade union movement is nothing new in India. I do not know why should anybody be allergic to trade unions. I mean, they represent the workers. India is a founder member of International Labour Organization. And right to collective bargaining is a fundamental right of workers.
So okay. Manish, last thoughts.
I think, Barkha, the one thing that is most important and which is a bottom line which all of us need to accept is that we will not allow any militancy in our trade union movement or outside it. Workers do have rights, workers have the right of redressal, workers have the right of collective bargaining, but if we allow it to degenerate into a free-for-all, then we are looking at a disaster.
Rakhi, last thoughts.
Firstly, I think what we really haven't been able to focus upon is that there is a lack of rule of law in Haryana. We really need to look at how there are labour violations. I would request Mr. Chaudhary that the government of Haryana should form a task force to review the implementation of laws and also have a public hearing so that workers can give the submissions and there can be a neutral jury that can take a call on that. Secondly, the Haryana government has not yet still to form the state contract labor advisory board. We request you in public today, please implement this. And lastly, in terms of the incident itself, I think we need to create a condition whereby the workers can come overground. They've all been terrorized into hiding. We have not heard the other side of the story. We need to create a condition for everybody who was in that room to come out and say what they have to say without fear and not prejudge the situation today.
Mr. Chaudhary, quickly ask that.
Two issues. Yes. First is a response to what was said about the impact on foreign direct investment. This entire incident needs not to be generalized. Look at the statistics. There are 11,000 registered factories in the state. This year, the trouble took place in just 3. The number of mandates which were created were 14 crores. Mandates lost 56,000. What is the percentage? 0.002. So please don't generalize the issue. Second is the issue that it's not a question of what action is taken. The issue is whether the law is respected or not.
Yeah.
And we are determined that rule of law shall prevail.
All right. You have a petition from the trade union unionists here that you could consider. Very last question and then Vikram.
Yes. Being a welfare state, isn't it the duty of the government to formulate certain policies so that even the contract labourers can be covered under the various welfare labour schemes?
Vikram.
Three quick points. One is that we must differentiate between individual rights and a criminal act. The second point I'd make is that we must observe and follow the law, but when the law is archaic or when the law is outmoded and not contemporaneous, then we must make an effort to change the law. The third point I'd make is that the demographic and social transformation in India is leading to a completely different working environment. Mm. Management must now focus on that and recognize that with 10 million new people coming into the labor force every year, we will not be able to handle the issue of industrial relations.
So the management needs to reach out to the workers, the dialogue has to begin.
Unless we are proactive in our relationship with them.
I'm going to close with you, Ram and Srini. Quick last thoughts.
I am carrying this message from Suparna, wife of Avnish. She wants to ask all of us to say Avnish's death should not be in vain. There should be no more bloodlust in the place of work. And our eyes should not distinguish class as a worker or a manager. We should see through the human lens and do equitable justice to everybody who come for a fair day's work and they want to go back to home to their wives, husbands and children.
I don't think anyone could disagree with what you've just said.
As a close friend of Avnish and having been so close for the last 25 years, I'm sure the company for which he worked, he had put in his paper and then, you know, next day he just wrote back to, I think, Siddiqui saying that, you know, based on your advice, I'm taking back and I'll continue. Okay. He worked for that organization. I'm sure the company will see that his family is taken care of, they are protected, and the young boy who has long life ahead, I'm sure the company will take care of that adequately.
Okay.
That's the first point. And second one is definitely somewhere along the line, I do have a feeling, you know, yes, it is not that, you know, thali ek haath se nahi basti hai. The management and the unions both need to have a strong relook at the kind of policies and practices they have, and that is what results into action.
So an opportunity for a systemic revisiting, not just at this one company, but how industrial relations are managed. If that doesn't happen, there is, of course, the question of justice for whoever did this and for Avnish. And then there is the larger thing. When you say his death should not go in vain, this is a wake-up call. And it's a call that should not be ignored. Equitable justice, I think, is what we as a country aspire to. I think irrespective of class, class cannot be an obstacle for that right to be available to everybody. The worker, the manager, the citizen of India. Thank you for watching. We'll call it a day here.